So when you guys are not paddling, what other fun, cool stuff do you guys like to do?
I have my own podcast.
You do?
Really?
Yeah. It's a movie podcast,
you have the,
though.
You have the, let's talk about the podcast voice, actually.
Do I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our taste in film may seem destructive, but this is a productive dialogue. Damn it, your mother ate my dog.
Episode 83. The podcast. It's Jesse and his old roommate coming at you live.
Live.
It was Valentine's Day recently.
Very recently.
Do you do anything for Valentine's Day?
Nope.
Okay, so I also didn't do anything for Valentine's Day. I bought some chocolate for us to share.
Mm-hmm.
So we loved eating chocolate. And we meal plan. So every Saturday we'll sit down and pick our meals for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, oh, Valentine's Day. Like, what should we do for Valentine's Day dinner-wise? And we settled on, like, a nice gnocchi dish.
I love gnocchi.
Who doesn't love a good gnocchi?
Mm.
There's a good one half of us are gluten-free. They're canny gluten. So there's a nice gluten-free gnocchi that they only sell at Thrifty's. So we bought a couple bags, a couple packages of those, and we were all, ready for our Valentine's Day. Oh, right on time. But then we got home after a long day of work, and we're like, yeah, we don't really feel like making dinner.
Right.
But of course, it's like real dumb to order out food on Valentine's Day.
You'll never get it in time.
But it's a Wednesday night, so you're like, well, it's a Wednesday night. You know, people are either going to do it last weekend or next weekend. So we have a Thai restaurant that's near us, Sabai Thai. And so we ordered from Sabai Thai. It was supposed to be ready at 6:54 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get it until almost 8 o'clock.
Whoa.
So I went there for 6:54, and it was a zoo. It was a big zoo in there.
Of course. And you waited an hour.
Wednesday night. And so I just kind of watched basketball and waited for my dinner, my sweet and sour prawn and rice to appear. And, it was good. It was good. It was worth it. That was my Valentine's Day.
You ever get Thai iced tea at when you go for Thai?
No.
I don't know what that is. Good Thai iced tea. It's like iced tea with condensed milk.
Oh, right.
I think
they sell those in grocery stores.
It's delicious. It's delicious.
Specific grocery store. Okay, it's good to know. Thai iced tea.
Try it if you haven't. All you listeners.
You guys should Thai it if you haven't. Thai. Much Ado About Nothing is the movie tonight mm-hmm. that we're going to discuss. Much Ado About Nothing should have been the name of the podcast.
That would be pretty good, although I think it's likely taken.
I don't know where my phone is. I could look. Okay. Much Ado About Nothing podcast. Much Ado About Nothing podcast. A lot of talking in this film, but we'll get to that.
Right.
Sorry. No, I don't see anything about podcasts. There is a an episode of a play podcast that they do, Much Ado About Nothing.
Mm.
They do 58 minutes. They did 58 minutes about the play.
Right.
We'll do about 58 minutes on the movie, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, really 20 of it will be on the movie. The rest will just be fucking around. Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you have a new microphone?
No. Does that sound weird?
No, you sound like better.
Oh, well, I think I'm going to actually hit, on the back of some microphones, mm-hmm. there's like a different thing. I might have hit something and made it better. So it's
that's great.
Like a year and a half of having this microphone. Maybe I finally figured out how to use it. Mm-hmm.
When I was in California and I did a podcast, a little bit of a paddling podcast, they're like, oh, we got all this equipment. It's not very nice. You're probably used to a lot nicer, because they had found out that I had done a podcast, and their equipment was much nicer than what I'm using right now.
Yeah. I did watch, / listen to some of your podcasts. I'm not going to lie. I didn't get through the whole thing. Which has nothing to do with you. It's nothing to do with the podcast itself. It's just, I haven't had a lot of time to just sit and watch stuff.
Right.
This week, Valentine's Day, you know, I sat in a restaurant for an hour. You can't be on YouTube in a restaurant.
No, you can watch basketball, but not YouTube. Watch
basketball. So I watched from when you appeared at the 44 minute mark to about an hour four, which is right after he asked you about Marvel, and you struggled to answer, to recollect your thoughts on the Marvel universe.
I didn't struggle.
Well, I would say that perhaps Marvel itself is not something that you think about often. And you don't really have an answer ready to go, because when's the last time you watched a Marvel movie of any kind?
It has been a little while. But I mean, ultimately, when I did give him my opinion, he agreed with me. So what more could you ask for, really?
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, well, that's fine. I did actually, I do have a clip from, I'm going to have a clip from that podcast at about the hour 2 minute mark that I'll use for the intro to this podcast, because I thought it was great. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I thought, I'll tell you, I would say most of the time I listen to myself back on this podcast. If I ever, sometimes I do that, listen to a little part of an episode. It's a little hard for me to listen, maybe. It's hard listening to yourself. And I thought especially so it would be hard for me to watch myself. But actually, watching back that podcast, I thought I did really well. And it wasn't hard for me to watch at all.
Yeah, you and your French pal did too great. But again, I didn't watch anybody else, so I can't compare.
Right. I don't want to speak ill of my friends. I don't think any of them listen to this podcast anyway. But I was told by many people that Simon and I's segment was the best. And I think that was more, we ended up talking less about paddling and more about just other things. It became a bit more comedic than it did more serious, as some of the other duos kind of, that's where it went, you know.
I will go back and listen / watch the rest of it, because I do find it interesting. Listening to a podcast that, like, it's, yes, I know you very well, but I think that this, you know, it would give a little insight to a different part of you.
Right. Well, I don't expect you to listen to the whole thing. I mean, it would be a tough watch for somebody who doesn't know anything about paddling, I would say. Although Justin and Joe, the host, they're pretty funny. So, I mean, you could get something out of that. But I think especially the first segment, very paddling oriented, might be a tough watch. But, I mean, by all means, if you really want to.
No, I didn't mean the whole thing. I just meant your segment.
Okay.
So like somebody like a Greg or a Ben, I mean, this would be a great little snippet into your life. Mm-hmm. So you guys should watch it.
I think Greg has watched some of it.
Okay. Greg. That's great.
Yeah. Although I don't think Greg listens to this podcast anymore. He used to make tons of, ask me questions and mention things about what he heard on the episodes, and he hasn't said a thing.
Well, he keeps liking it. He keeps liking the Instagram posts, so.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing his part. I appreciate that. Ben is our one true listener. I think he puts it on while he does errands around the house, if you will. A little cleaning, a little cooking.
I mean, we do have more than one listen per week. So, I mean, people are listening.
Right. I guess that's he's the only listener I get feedback from on a regular basis that sort of like tells me that somebody is indeed actually listening to the content. But to everyone else, the unsung heroes, thank you very much. Indeed.
So you have been on kind of a professional podcast now because there were cameras and, you know, the sound equipment was better. Mm-hmm. Did you learn anything?
Well, as you'll listen, if you do end up hearing all of the parts that I did on that podcast, they asked me like for some advice. So, you probably haven't gotten to the part. You did get to the part where they found out I'm on a podcast because you mentioned the Avengers and Marvel thing.
That's the clip I'm going to use. That you'll hear if you listen to the podcast.
I see. You're putting it on this episode?
Yeah, we'll have already heard it by this point.
Okay. Right. Okay. So what did I learn from them? That's a good question. One of the biggest things, which I think we should take into consideration as it pertains to our listening audience, is that they have a bit more of a niche audience, right? Paddling outrigger canoes. You know, not everyone does it, but a whole heck of a lot of people listen or rather watch movies. So I think it's easier to have a bigger audience for a more niche subject in a way.
Yep.
So maybe we shouldn't be upset by the lack of listeners, although I wouldn't say we have zero. But with so many other movie podcasts around, you know, it's tough to worm your way in there, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know how we could be. I mean, the only way we could be niche is if we just focus on a specific genre of movies.
Mm-hmm. Right. But yeah, besides that, I mean, also I think, yeah, I don't know. It maybe gave me a little insight into if we were ever to have a guest, how that would work. How to be a gracious podcast host, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it. It was a fun time. It was also a good feeling, like when they were telling me that I have a podcast voice. Which I guess, I don't know. I've been told that before, I suppose, but it's hard to believe, you know, because especially when you hear yourself, you hate the sound of your own voice. But I mean, with enough people saying you sound pretty good, I guess it has to be true.
Yeah. I guess you have you have a podcast voice because you're on a podcast.
Right.
So frequently. Mm-hmm. If we did a video, like, I don't think we could do a very good video podcast with just two people. We would have to be in the same room for it to be good.
Yes.
But I do like the hosts sit on one side of the table and the guests sit on the other side of the table. That makes things seem more like, I don't know, more fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good format. And another thing too is, a lot of the people, or I guess most of the people who are on the podcast that episode, they don't really do podcasts. So you could see they were pretty nervous. Whereas myself, I was not nervous at all because I'm used to it, I guess. So that made it even more enjoyable.
You put yourself, in this position once a week.
I sure do. Sure do. Especially like a lot of the other people, like they weren't putting their mouth close enough to the microphone. You couldn't hear them. And I don't know, just those little things.
Yeah, you should be a teacher. You should be a podcast teacher.
Oh, great idea. Great idea.
Okay, well, anything else exciting happening to you recently?
Anything exciting happened to me recently? Not particularly. I'm going to Vancouver this weekend for a race that I've never done, which should be pretty fun. That's kind of been the theme of my paddling this year, as well as what I want it to be anyway. This will be the second race that I've never done that I'm doing this year.
So you did the V1.
Yeah, the V1 in California, which I've never done before. And this
one. Let me guess.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing the V2.
No.
Okay.
I'm doing a thing called V12, which I've done before. I've done that craft. But, there used to be one on the island. I think there still is. I think it's called V12 to V21. Anyway, V12 is like, there's like a 6-man canoe. But then you take off the AMA, which is like that little pontoon on the side, and then you just directly attach it to another OC6. And so it's kind of like this big double hull, fits 12 people, V12. And this one is just one that happens over at Lotus, which is just one in, I don't know what district you'd call that, like Chilliwack or, I really don't know, near Vancouver anyway. And it's just icebreaker. It's just a 5-kilometer race.
Lotus?
Yeah, Lotus Canoe Club, I guess it's called. I think you go up Salmon Arm.
You're just naming like a bunch of places that aren't anywhere near each other. Vancouver, Chilliwack, Salmon Arm.
I don't know.
It's in Burnaby.
That's the one. I don't know. Vancouver is just all those places in one. You know what I mean? Like everywhere over there, that's Vancouver.
Yikes.
So anyway, I'll be racing. Never done that one before, even though I've had, it's been going on for a long time. I know lots of people who have done it. I've just never done it myself. So that should be good.
Who are you doing it with?
I'm doing it with a club from Seattle, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. Some friends that I have down there that needed a couple people to fill their canoe. And we didn't have enough people from our own club to do it. So I'm hopping into their boat. Should be fun.
American.
Americans. That's right.
Okay. Well, what about the V21? How does that work?
V21 is actually just the name of a marker that's in the water. It's just like it denotes, I'm not exactly 100% sure what it denotes, but it's right near the breakwater in Victoria. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if it's like it's supposed to tell you where you're supposed to pass with your power boats or something like that. Anyway, the race is just like you race in a V12 to V21, like the marker, and then race back.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. And they just both just happen to start with the letter V, but not related.
I think we just found our niche.
V movies?
We are now a paddling podcast.
Right. Yes, I'll share it on all the paddling forums, and we're sure to rope in a few extra listeners.
I posted this on Reddit, our episode from last week, and it didn't help one bit. But what are you going
to
do?
I'm surprised it wasn't like, whenever I've tried posting something on a Reddit, although I admit I've only ever done it once, it wasn't allowed. It was like, you're breaking the rules of this. And I was like, okay, well, whatever then.
Well, I found a specific one that is just for podcast sharing, but it turns out nobody looks at it except for people who like want to share their podcasts. But yeah, if you go to like the podcast subreddit, they don't allow that.
I see.
You know what else? You know what they don't allow in Shakespeare? Proper English.
Right.
Which leads us to our movie of the week, Much Ado About Nothing. This was a polarizing film for me.
Okay.
There was a lot of good. Well, yeah. There was some good and there was some not so good.
Right.
Something you can kind of expect from maybe a Shakespeare, something from Mr. Shakespeare is that it's going to be pretty dialogue heavy,
mm-hmm.
which it was. The talking. There were a lot of non-English actors who put on an English accent for some reason,
mm-hmm.
which was a little jarring.
Yes. And a little hit or miss.
Yeah. Most of them not very good. Mm-hmm. Some of them fine. Denzel, yeah. Great.
Denzel did do well. Yep.
Keanu Reeves, like, Before we started this podcast, we always read like, oh, Keanu Reeves was a bad actor. I'm like, what? No, he's good and stuff. And then you see his earlier stuff. And yeah, I get it. I get it. This is not a great performance from Keanu.
No, luckily he didn't. I mean, one of his first lines he says, he's like, I'm a man of few words. I was like, thank God. He does not say all that much. But what is like the second movie we've seen where he puts on an English accent? We watched Bram Stoker's Dracula. And that was a disaster. And yeah, this one not good either.
A great thing about this film, though, is that there was an ensemble cast, so there wasn't a lot of time for everybody. Mm-hmm. So we didn't see a lot of Keanu. We didn't really see a lot of anybody.
Right.
Which was good and bad, but.
Mm-hmm. Because then it also kind of left you wanting more from certain people. Like Kenneth Branagh and Emma Thompson were obviously fantastic.
Yeah, they killed it. They were the movie.
100%, yes. I would say with these kind of movies, I don't know. I can't really recollect exactly how many Shakespeare movies I've seen, but it takes like a good 5 minutes for your brain to like remember that this is how they're going to be talking. At the first 5 minutes, I'm like, I'm so lost. I'm like, okay, what the hell are they talking about? And then all of a sudden it clicks and it all comes rushing back and it makes perfect sense to me again. Just the way that they speak.
Yeah. And a lot of them were, the looks on their faces when they were talking too, like it's very distracting.
Yes.
Claudio, just overacting so much.
Totally, totally. Yeah, I mean, it was totally like what you were saying with this ensemble cast. There was totally a huge spectrum. Like Kenneth Branagh obviously knows what he's doing. He knows how to own the lines and make them work and add the right emphasis at the right parts. And then some people, like Keanu Reeves, and the guy who played Claudio, it just wasn't there at all. So I'm sure that probably has to do with like some training. Like I imagine Kenneth Branagh was probably more classically trained, if I were to guess, which probably really helped him out.
I'm curious as to why they picked certain actors for the role. Maybe it was like, we want to get this movie made, so put some like people would recognize, not like actual good British actors who maybe came from a play background or whatever, but it's okay. My score will, it'll affect the score, the acting for sure for me. Other than that though, you know, perfectly fine.
Yes. And, yeah, I mentioned last week that I saw a clip of this in one of my Shakespeare classes. I've taken a couple. And the clip he showed was when they're trying to fool Benedict into thinking that Beatrice loves him. Mm-hmm. And I just remember laughing out loud in class like a few times. And I obviously had since forgotten exactly why I laughed, because I laughed at the exact same thing at this one. Like genuinely, when he was, after they had left and he's like, oh, she loves me and all this, and I can't believe she loves me. And then he's like, but why? And I don't know, it's the way he delivers it is just hysterical. I don't know. He's just such a good job.
Yeah, great actor. Michael Keaton, you know, he was funny.
Yeah, he was different. For sure.
Yeah, some comedy there. Kate Beckinsale. Another thing that kind of threw me was Kate Beckinsale as the girl. She seemed very young, and Claudio seemed not super young.
Right.
So that love. But like, oh, yeah, right. 1600s England. Totally fine. He's like 30.
Right. In actuality, they're not that much different in age, but he is a little older.
Right. He just seems a little, yeah. Yeah. Okay. What else? It was her first movie, Kate Beckinsale.
Is that right? I don't even know what else she's been in, to be honest with you.
She was in, like, The Underworld.
Okay. Yes.
Perhaps, like, a Love Actually or something.
It's a lot of those Underworld movies.
Van Helsing. She was in...
Other things?
She was the voice in Elder Scrolls.
Okay. Now we're talking.
The new Total Recall.
Oh, yeah. A fantastic film.
Pearl Harbor.
Right.
That Ben Affleck film. Pearl Harbor, which I drove by recently. So that's cool.
There you go. It's all coming around.
Yeah. She was good. What else? Oh, the mom from Harry Potter, the Weasley mom is in this. Yeah, Keanu Reeves.
The Weasley mom was not in this. Are you talking about the Margaret, like hero's maiden or whatever, or like her? You talking about her?
Yeah, is that not?
That's not the Weasley mom. Nope. That's Dolores Umbridge.
That's the bad girl. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're right. They look the same old British ladies.
There were three Harry Potter actors in this, but yes, not she, that person was. Yeah.
Three Harry Potter. So obviously Kenneth. Branagh.
Kenneth Branagh. Do you know who he played in the Harry Potter movies?
Yeah, he was in the second one, Chamber of Secrets. He was the professor. Can't remember his name, but he was like the stupid actor, writer.
Gilderoy Lockhart.
Author. Yeah.
And then Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson. Yeah.
She's Professor Trelawney.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dolores Umbridge.
I mean, who knows? Maybe there's even more.
I don't think so. Once I saw three, I'm like, I gotta go see if there's any more. I'm pretty sure there ain't.
Michael Keaton wasn't in it.
No.
It was very confusing. Like all these dons, like the relationships. I don't know if I've ever read the play, so I didn't really know what's going on the whole time.
Right.
So the names kind of confuse me a little bit in their relationships, but when they were all riding in on, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
When they were running in on horseback at the beginning and they all had to bathe, so that was pretty cool.
Right. Yeah, that was an interesting montage of naked people.
They're all very happy.
Yes, very happy and naked and bathing. Yeah, I was going to say I had to remind myself like who each person was, but then it all came back to me. So maybe it helped that I have definitely read this play and studied it in school. Maybe that added to my enjoyment. I don't know.
I also did take a Shakespeare class, but we didn't do this one.
Did you do like the tragedies or something?
I think I did. Oh, yeah, it was... It was not the tragedies. It was the other one.
Okay.
What's the other one? Tragedies and...
Comedies?
Yeah, maybe the comedies.
This is one of the comedies, though.
Well, we didn't do this one. Like, you can't do all the comedies.
That's true. I remember in class we talked, apparently, like the title has like a double meaning. Instead of Much Ado About Nothing, it's like Much Ado About Noting, I guess, is the original... I can't remember what it was, but I guess that's like having to do with eavesdropping, like listening in on people's conversation.
Right, which was pretty big.
Yeah.
Pretty big, thanks to Evil Keanu.
Evil, I thought you were going to say Evil Knievel. It was not in this one. It comes back for the sequel. Yeah, Keanu Reeves, what are they thinking? What were they thinking casting him in anything? Dude sucks.
Well, he means well. Means well. He's trying hard. I liked when he like was like going through the tunnel towards the end when he's like, "Oh, I won," and he did like a little fist bump at the end.
Right.
Smiled.
Runs away laughing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excuse me.
That's okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, what else? What else? The love affair between between Beatrice and Benedict.
I wish the whole movie had children. I wish there was probably like Bobby and Petunia. I wish this movie had more of them in it. They were the best parts for sure.
Yeah, Emma Thompson put on a performance for sure.
Yes. Yes, very good. Very good indeed. Kenneth Branagh was the director, don't you know?
He also wrote the screenplay.
He wrote the screenplay, yeah.
Well, like he had to, I don't know if you ever write a screenplay, but you gotta like,
you gotta put format like, it. Yeah, you gotta format it. I remember you used to do that.
Yeah, you gotta format it so that the actors know and stuff.
I've been in one of your films. I play a record.
Yep. I probably got like a B on that.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, not a whole lot to say about the movie.
Yeah, evidently not. I mean, I guess it's kind of a very famous story. Very famous piece of words. So I bet you a lot of people already know what happens. I don't know. Yeah. How many people read Shakespeare?
Probably just in school these days.
I guess so. I don't know.
Yeah, besides like the acting, I mean, the ending was, you know, perfectly fine. I mean, Claudio tricked into getting the marriage that he wanted the whole time.
So. Yes. Common with Shakespeare, there's a lot of trickery. And there's also, I always found with his stuff, like, the movie ends on a happy note, but it feels, I don't know, like it shouldn't have. It's like, really, does Claudio deserve this lady? She just, like, forgives him. Oh, no problem.
Yeah.
It's like, big push. Okay. All right, then. Big push whatever. There.
Yeah, well, it's a different time.
What's a different time? Much okay. Different.
Okay, well, let me just take a look at my notes.
Okay, see if there's anything else you want to bring up.
Anything else that we can talk about? It was set in Messina, Sicily, but it was filmed in Florence in Tuscany. So,
how disingenuous.
Dame Judi Dench turned down the role of Ursula.
Ursula.
There were three Oscar winners in the film. Can you name the three Oscar winners?
Denzel Washington.
Yep.
Kenneth Branagh?
Yeah.
No. Over, he has one?
Apparently.
What the hell did he win for?
Well, let's take a look. He's so old. He won a Best Supporting Actor for a film called My Week with Marilyn in 2011.
Okay.
So, don't know.
Interesting.
Oh, My Week with Marilyn Monroe. Well, that makes sense.
And who's the third? Emma Thompson?
Yep.
Okay.
She won for Professor Trelawney in Harry Potter.
Right.
But it wasn't... Prisoner of Azkaban. That's weird.
Hmm.
No, I don't know. She won probably for something... good.
Right.
I'll look it up. Oh, she wrote and starred in Sense and Sensibility in 1995 and won an Oscar for Best Screenplay.
I see.
But she also won an acting one as well. She's the only person in history to win for both acting and writing.
Interesting.
Yeah, super interesting. Okay, let's get to our scores.
Let's do that.
Okay, how do you feel about the acting in this film?
I think there was, as you said, a wide spectrum of acting. Kenneth Branagh and Emma Thompson, pretty damn near perfect. I liked them a lot, especially Kenneth Branagh. I thought his character was perfect. Denzel Washington was pretty solid. And I thought like a lot of the supporting actors were pretty good, except for Keanu Reeves. And I wasn't too impressed with the guy who played Claudio either, although he wasn't the worst. And luckily Keanu Reeves wasn't on the screen all that much. I kind of liked the acting overall. I mean, I really enjoyed this film. I think I would give acting Keanu really does hurt it a bit. Let's give it a
7.5. 7.5, that sounds good to me. Acting. Pretty much the same. Like, there were some good and there were some bad. I wanted to see more Denzel, but I guess that was the role that he got. He seems like a good actor.
He seems overall pretty good, yeah.
Keanu and like the guy who played Leonardo. Is that how you say it?
Uh huh.
They were pretty rough. Claudio, pretty rough. Just most of the people who weren't British didn't have a good chance at being a good actor, have a good acting performance in this. But like Emma Thompson, Kenneth Branagh, I believe he's Scottish, or I Scottish, yes. Great. But I'm gonna give acting a 7, not a 7.5, a 7, just because Keanu Reeves, man.
Yeah.
Letting us down.
He's a problem.
The ending, though. Hard to say. I guess they didn't do anything different than the play. So it's kind of hard to judge this. Because it was just like, as you said earlier, did Claudia really deserve that? I guess it wasn't his fault that he was tricked, but he kind of showed his cards by, you know, being abusive to the woman.
Yeah, you think he might have been a bit more trusting, maybe believed her and then found out the truth first.
Just like ask her, be like, hey, was that you?
Right.
It looked like you, but I wasn't too sure. So I'm going to give the ending, the nice ending, though, like the 5-minute song at the end, a 6 out of 10.
Okay. Yeah, it ended very much like Shakespeare comedies do end. It's a little happy ending, and you wonder if it really should have been, but I don't know. Everyone's just kind of happy. And, I don't know. It was fine. I give it a 6 as well.
Okay, I'll do score out of 10 first.
Okay.
So I feel like I always let you do it. The acting was pretty good. I wasn't put off by, you know, the weird Shakespearean language, because like I knew we were watching a Shakespeare film.
Mm-hmm.
I also could kind of understand it. I didn't have subtitles on, so confident I was.
Wow.
The movie itself was fine. Not a whole lot we can say about it. I'm struggling to come up with something creative to say.
Right.
I enjoyed most of my time watching the film. I kind of liked how I mean, there was a lot of dialogue, but I liked how we didn't see too much of one actor for a long period of time. Like, it kind of jumped around a little bit. It's kind of refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still going to give the movie a 6.5 out of 10.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, for me, I guess I just really enjoyed the story, and the dialogue is quite fantastic. Obviously, Shakespeare, he knew what he was doing. Wouldn't you know? And Kenneth Branagh, I mean, that was just a delight to watch him. And Emma Thompson as well. I liked most of the characters. I liked the story. I liked, the comedy. It was genuinely quite funny. I'll give it an 8 out of 10. I really liked it.
Big Shakespeare nerd here.
Yes. The ending was a bit disappointing, but, I mean, not enough that it ruined the film for me.
Okay. Well, there you have it, folks. Much Ado About Nothing, episode 83. Another movie to add to our list that we can brag about on the next podcast that we go on.
Absolutely.
Now, if you had to pick a movie to do next week, is that something that you've thought about? You want to share?
I've picked my movie for next week. It's a movie that I've been intrigued about for many a year. And I just haven't had the guts to watch it. Let me find out how long it is before I say it, just in case. I don't think it's going to be that long.
Well, this is a 2-hour movie, so.
An hour and 50 minutes.
Didn't feel like a 2-hour movie.
Piece of cake.
I mean, the movie we watched was 110 minutes. Wait, 150 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, so 2.5 hours.
No.
We're watching Titanic.
No. Sorry. And I meant to say an hour and 50 minutes, not 150 minutes. Okay.
We're
in the clear.
It was this movie. Much Ado About Nothing was
not watching this movie. This movie has Isabella Rossellini in it.
Oh, another Dracula.
No, we are watching Tough Guys Don't Dance.
Tough Guys Don't Dance. Is this a musical?
It's not a musical.
Tough Guys Don't Dance, a 1987 film. It was a crime mystery comedy drama.
Yes, and it was written by Norman Mailer, who's quite a famous writer.
Sure. I feel like Ryan O'Neill just died. Yeah, he did.
You're not wrong. Just a few months ago.
The film received a mixed reaction from critics and was a box office bomb. 1987.
It's also a very famous scene in this movie that makes a lot of bad acting moments lists.
Oh, interesting.
I think you'll know the moment when we get to it.
When you get to it.
Oh yeah, you'll know. But yes, this is a movie I saw on Welcome to the Basement, the YouTube show I watch. But this, it must have come out 7 years ago, probably, if I were to guess. Welcome. Let me find out real quick for you. We search a lot of things on the fly here. Welcome to the Basement. Tough Guys Don't Dance. 10 years ago. Boy, oh boy, how time flies.
There's 8 actors in this film. Okay, is there an easy way to watch the film? Tough Guys Don't Dance. I would say probably not.
If we do the podcast exactly a week from now, it will be 11 years to the day that their episode came out. It came out February 22nd, 2013.
Wow.
How's that for a coincidence? I don't know. I also don't know how the hell we're going to watch this movie. I don't know if there's any way to do it. You might have to just find a sort of not legal way to do it, if you will.
Well, you probably shouldn't say that out loud, but maybe it's on YouTube.
It's not.
Full movie. It's on Tubi. Do we have Tubi?
I don't know what the hell a Tubi is.
I don't have Tubi. Tough Guys Don't Dance. Well, I sure look forward to... Ooh. What do I found here? I think I might have found it
here.
I think I might have found it on YouTube. It's not very good quality. Is this somebody just like filming their TV? It's not loading very, very nicely for me. But okay, Tough Guys Don't Dance. Great. That sounds good. Oh, there's a 1962 film called Tough Guys Don't Dance. It's a cowboy and western film. That's not what we want.
This does seem to be on YouTube, actually. Let me copy the link and send it to you.
Yeah. I think it's the same one that I see, but it's...
It's got like 7,000 views.
This is 1962.
No, it's a different one. Why can't I see your Facebook?
Oh, yeah, there's buggers. A Welcome to the Basement. Deleted it.
Okay, well, 46 minutes already. Good Lord.
Yeah. I don't know. My computer is not doing...
Yeah.
Not doing so hot right now. Oh. Ooh, I found a German one. Did you find the German one?
That's fine. You got computer problems. We all understand. We've all been there.
Oh, never mind. It's a different one. Sign in to confirm your age. Nice. Okay, cool. Well, watch on YouTube.
Great.
Works for me. Well, we don't have to do the box office game. If you,
I think maybe we've gone on too far enough. We could skip it this week. What do you think?
Yeah, it's up to you. It's your birthday.
We can just have more intelligent banter.
Yeah, it's 1994 anyway, so it's probably not something that we're gonna do a whole great job in.
Not a great job in? What do you mean?
The year 1994.
Oh, you're talking about the... I got you.
You know who Matthew Broderick is?
Yes, I know who Matthew Broderick is.
Do you know much about his movies?
I know some about his movies.
Well, in 1994, he was in a family animated drama. Just trying to think what movie that would be.
That's Lion King.
Wouldn't it be War?
Was it a Disney movie?
Yeah, it's a Disney movie that made almost $300 million.
I'm pretty sure he's in The Lion King.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Tim Allen.
Mm-hmm.
You do much stuff with Tim Allen?
Do I do much stuff with him?
Do you know, like, if you had to guess a movie... A 1994 film that he was in?
1994 Tim Allen movie. I don't know. Fucking.
It's not Toy Story. Because it's the Santa Claus. I didn't even give you the time of year. We're not playing. We're just.
I was going to say the Santa Claus. I was actually going to say that. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Okay.
Remember that Tom Cruise Brad Pitt film you watched?
Tom Cruise, yeah, the Interview with the Vampire.
Yeah, the Interview with the Vampire.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was a pretty good one. I remember it fondly.
Interesting. Patrick Stewart.
Right. He's been in things. Been in things. Who else? I mean, he's been in things with other people. What other people has he been in things with?
I don't know, but in 1994, Patrick Stewart is kind of where I'm going here. Would this be a Star Trek thing?
Patrick Stewart in 1994.
Yes,
could very well
Star
be.
Star Trek yet? I wouldn't know. There's so much Star Trek.
There is so many. I mean, what other actors has he been in movies with around this time?
Nobody that you would know. It is a Star Trek film, though.
Perhaps a Jonathan Frakes?
Yeah, that's a second actor. And the third actor is a Brent Spiner.
Right. So. I know all three of those people. Those are Star Trek people. How dare you think I wouldn't know that? Brent Spiner is is Data.
Yeah. That's the only one I know. But I wouldn't know.
1994. It's not Wrath of Khan. I'll tell you that for free. It's like the one that's like it says new in it.
Oh, new. Star Wars, A New Hope.
No. Put in Star Trek new. New generation, maybe?
There's a Star Trek Generations.
That's it.
That's it. Great job. Okay, well, what else do you want to talk about?
Is there maybe one more movie that we could talk about?
Yeah, Natalie Portman, Gary Oldman. What was that film?
That's Leon the Professional. That's Leon the Professional.
1994, a wild year of just, we have no reason to know movies. We're in the 33rd percentile, though, so not great, but.
How is that possible? We got them all right with hardly any hints.
Our score was very good, but I think other people just our highest score was last week, 885. This week it was 760. So not bad. But
just a bunch of Point Dexters out there, no one just going, wow, I've got you can't stand these type of people.
Yeah, okay, so we are done the podcast now. We did the banter at the beginning, we did the movie, and then we did the aftermath.
Right. Didn't play box office game this week.
No, Your Mother Ate My Dog. I think the way we did it this week was worse for listeners, but that's fine. The movie this week, Much Ado About Nothing. The movie next week, Tough Guys Don't Dance.
Classic.
I guess so. I guess we're going to find out.
Yep.
Anything else you want to... Anything you want to leave us with before we go quietly into the night?
No.
Well, you enjoy your 3-day weekend.
Thank you.
Not to make it about me again, but I work on the Monday, so.
Oh, that sucks.
Yep, that sucks. Okay, well, Jesse, I hope you and the rest of our listeners have a wonderful family day.
And to all, a good night.
If you're from British Columbia. If you're not from British Columbia, enjoy your other day, your Monday. Share something cool.
Get fucked, losers.
Now I had to put an explicit warning on the podcast.
Yeah, well, that's what you get.
Okay.
Okay, bye.